I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Spence's Challenge worth nearly $2,400 today. As he goes for win for number 53 in a row, one shy of the second most all time. Now, what are you doing there talking about?
Hey!
Oh no! Here we go! Oh no!
Shut up! We should have listened in and heard what he really thought.
Well, I didn't want him to curse.
We have so mad right now.
Don't
All right, date of the show killer. Who's on the phone?
Jessica Wallows from Henderson.
Jessica, once again, we are one away from Spence getting the second longest streak of all time. You are the only thing that stands in his way.
Oh, don't put the pressure on me then.
Apparently that's my role today. I'm putting the pressure on everybody. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Did you practice saying that?
Well, my kids always tell me to. So we listen every single day, and my kids always tell me to call in so they can say not today.
I always went, oh, well, let the kids do it. Are the kids there?
Yeah, okay, ready?
Yeah.
Not today.
Oh, that's adorable. What are your kids' names?
My oldest is Brayden and my youngest is Luke.
How old are they?
7 and 8.
30 seconds is on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Most of these things that you have on your clothing have the letters YKK on them. What do you have on your clothing that has the letters YKK?
A logo.
Who sang the national anthem at last night's Monday Night Football game?
Demi Lovato.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh called out what school's alleged dirty facilities?
Ohio.
A giant diamond was found in Russia. What color is it?
Pink.
Aaron Judge of the Yankees has surpassed the Major League rookie home run record previously held by whom?
Oh, I should know this.
Got an answer. Gotta go.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
As you go for win number 53 today.
Yes.
You'll need two to keep the money safe.
All right. I'm in.
Same five questions. Same 30 seconds. Tom will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Most of these things that you have on your clothing have the letters YKK on them. What do you have on your clothing that has the letters YKK?
The zipper tabs, zipper thing.
Who sang the national anthem at last night's Monday Night Football game?
It'll be Jordan Sparks.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh called out which school's alleged dirty facilities?
Purdue.
A giant diamond was found in Russia. What color is it?
It is yellow.
Aaron Judge of the Yankees has surpassed the Major League rookie home run record previously held by whom?
McGuire, Mark.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
He needed two. He's pretty confident. Whenever he does last name, first name.
Yep.
He thinks he's in the pocket.
I need that one anyway.
Let's see if he gets that 53rd win in a row. Most of these things that you have on your clothing, it's like 99% of them, have the letters YKK on them. What are these things that you have on your clothing that have the letters YKK? Jessica said.
A logo.
Spence said.
A zipper.
Get your zippers.
Yeah.
And this company, this YKK.
Ryakasha.
And I forget, it's a Japanese company, but they make most of the zippers.
Okay.
Most, like almost all of them, these YKK guys. but it's zippers, one for Spence. Who sang the national anthem at last night's Monday Night Football game? Jessica said.
Demi Lovato.
Spence said.
Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
Booyah! Booyah!
Her little way of protesting is the hand that she held the microphone with. She put a Bible verse on her hand. People looked up the Bible verse, and it was basically speak up for people who can't speak for themselves.
Oh, that's nice.
I thought that was smart. It was
very
smart.
Yes, very smart.
Smooth, even. Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh called out which schools alleged dirty facilities. Jessica said.
Ohio.
Spence said.
Purdue.
Purdue. He said it was like it was something from the 20s.
Yeah, no AC, nothing. Well,
how often do they need AC in the Michigan or in the Purdue visitors locker room?
But get this, the Purdue guys are like, we gave a tour to your guy before the game, before it to let you know.
Isn't that what your boyfriend does? Does your boyfriend go out first?
Yeah, he goes there and preps for the team. Yeah.
Apparently, back in July, they had somebody from Michigan there, and they were like, you didn't have a problem then.
Right.
Knock it off. Three for Spence.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
A giant diamond was found in Russia. What color is it? Jessica said.
Pink.
Got one. Spence said.
It is yellow.
No, it's pink. 3-1, and Aaron Judge of the Yankees has surpassed the Major League rookie home run record, previously held by whom, Jessica?
Oh, I should know this. Yeah. That's all we got out of it.
But she didn't know it. And Spence said...
McGuire, come on, Mark.
And that is correct, and for Spence, that is one.
Booyah! Booyah!
Three, and four!
Spence's Challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah!
Win number 53 in a row, one shy of the second longest streak all time. And for Jessica...
So you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Jessica.
I will study harder next time, come back, and I will beat him.
Okay, but for the time being, you have been dismissed.
Thank you, though. Your kids are adorable. Have a great day. Oh, she just hung straight up.
I'm out.
You know why? Because she's got two kids in the car. She can't be bothered. Yeah. The fact that she made it through Spence's challenge, I think, is amazing.
Her kids did the not today for us. Not today.
Oh, he said they tell mom every day to call because they want to do not today.
Well, that's all they want to do.
Yeah. So funny.
Are you familiar with that? You're in the other room.
I've known about it. You've brought it up before.
Yeah,
that woman from the viral video, right?
Yeah.
From the Good Lord, there's fire. Isn't that her?
I think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's one of those.
I know
it is. Her or the other one. Yeah, there was two of them that went viral.
The other one. Yeah. It was the second one. All right, so we'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herbs Fantasy Challenge jackpot. The double math major from Florida State University handles all the math and finance for Chet Buchanan in the morning, too. Her name is Kayla Jo Walker, and the new total is?
$1,423 if you can tie Spence's Terrible Herbs Fantasy Challenge jackpot. $1,000 bonus on top of it if you can beat him.
Tomorrow. He goes for the 54th win in a row, ties the second longest streak of all time.
Yes, sir.
Very cool.
Wow. Because a win for Spence, a win for America.
God bless America.
A win for Spence, a win for P1s everywhere.
By the way, off the Centennial Toyota text line, somebody living at Centennial Crossings at Simmons and Ranch House in Northtown. What up?
Yeah, you know what? Send them in. We'll shout them out.
Yeah, of course.
We love that part, especially because it takes the... You know, the load off of Spencer.
Trying to find neighborhoods.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.